Hi, my name's Steve Connell from Cleary Training, and this is one in a series of mini podcasts on various accounting and legal subjects. Today I'm going to talk to you about risk management, and I think first of all I need to start off by saying what I mean by risk management, what the point of risk management is. The idea here is that a business should identify the risks that it has, and all businesses, in fact all organisations, will have risks. And those organisations will either want to get rid of those risks or to manage the risks so that we achieve the best outcome for an organisation. Because remember, it's good to have risks within organisations. If you manage those risks well, then you will be financially successful. So, first of all, I'm going to define what a risk is. A risk is a future event that can have an adverse impact, or a future event that can have a positive impact on an organisation. And risks are factors that can stop businesses from achieving their objectives. And those risks can be either internal to the business or they can be external. Now, over the last few years, the idea of risk and managing risk has become more important within businesses. And why is that? Well, one of the key events over the last decade was September the 11th. What September the 11th exposed was that the businesses that operated in the Twin Towers that were destroyed in the disaster didn't have any continuity planning in place. That is that once the disaster had happened, key members of staff were lost and there was no continuity planning to ensure that their post could be filled by individuals of the same caliber. A lot of business data was lost. Information about customers, information about suppliers, key business information was lost. And again, there was no continuity planning for a lot of those businesses. And that's what the disaster, the September 11th disaster, exposed from a business point of view. And so that highlighted the idea of risk management, managing risks, making sure that when risks arose, that the business planned for those risks so that the business was able to continue through the other side of those risks. One of the other reasons for the emerging importance of risk is the higher degree of interconnectivity between businesses. Businesses are connected to each other much more closely. They work in partnership with each other. They even have systems that are interconnected. And so that leads to a greater degree of risk. If one of your partners becomes insolvent, if one of your partners disappears, then are you able to continue afterwards? And there's also, of course, increased globalization and competition and a high degree of change. And all those things lead to more risk. So it's essential that businesses have a plan for managing their risk. Now, in the UK, as far as larger companies are concerned, the importance of risk management was highlighted initially in the Cadbury report. And this goes back to the early 90s. The Cadbury report highlighted the fact that companies should have risk management embedded within them. And this Cadbury report has eventually become part of the what's called the Combined Code for Corporate Governance. And that Combined Code says that, as a recommendation, companies should have risk committees. And those risk committees at the top of the organisation should ensure that risks are managed within the organisation. So is risk management just something that is for big companies? Well, no. The Combined Code and the Cadbury report are best practice for any company. And they define best practice in corporate governance for any organisation. So it would be recommended for all organisations that they should have risk management policies in place. So a risk management system would help to ensure that the organisation's goals were met. It would help to ensure that there was reliable financial reporting. It would help to ensure that there was compliance with laws and regulations. And it would help to ensure that the reputations of the business and its staff were kept intact. What the organisation should do is it should identify its significant risks, and it would identify and control those significant business risks through its business strategy. Each business will have its own strategy, and the type of strategy it decides to pursue will determine the level of risk within the business. For example, if we had a strategy to go to new markets in new areas of the business, that would give us far more business risks than if we decided to stay within our current market and our current business. Our risks will also be controlled by the level of internal and external audit activity that's undertaken on the company. External audit activity is compulsory for the business. Internal audit activity is voluntary, and so the more internal audit activity we undertake, the more we help to control our significant risks. And finally, our internal control priorities will also help to control the significant risks within the business. The internal controls that we decide to put in place will help to control the risks that are there within the business. So how do we control risks? Well, the first thing that we need to do is identify the risks. So what we'll do here is we'll draw up a list of potential risks within the business. We could call this a risk register, where we register all of the risks that exist within our business. And it doesn't matter how big our business is, any business of any size can do this. Draw up a list of all the risks within the business. Secondly, we need to analyse those risks. So what we're doing here is a prioritisation exercise, really, putting those risks in order. What are the most important risks right the way down to our least important risks? And then when we've got that prioritised list, what we can do then is some planning. How are we going to deal with those risks? Which risks are we going to avoid? Which risks are we going to accept? And which risks, of course, are we going to look at first and focus on, and which risks will be less important to us? And of course, that will be done in conjunction with that prioritised risk list that we have. And then the last thing we need to do is we need to monitor those risks. So if we've planned to deal with the risk properly, once we've done that and we're carrying out that process of dealing with the risks, we need to keep monitoring that and then keep analysing how well we're dealing with the risks. And you know what will happen? Over time, the risks will change. Some risks, which we considered fairly unimportant, will become extremely important to us. Some risks, which were very important, will become less important to us. So we're constantly monitoring risks so that we can then reanalyze those risks and change them in our prioritized list. Once we have identified risks, as I said, we're going to decide how to deal with them. And there are four basic ways that we can deal with risks. First of all, we can transfer risks. So give the risk to somebody else. How would we do this? Well, the best example of that is by taking out insurance. If we insure against a risk, like, for example, the risk of fire, then we're giving part of the risk, or all of the risk, to someone else, the insurance company, in this example. The second way we can deal with risk is to avoid it. How would we avoid a risk? Well, we'd stop doing that thing that was risky. So we might identify that there's a risk of trading in a particular country. So a way of avoiding that risk is just to stop trading in that particular country. So that's the second way we can deal with it, risk avoidance. The third way that we can deal with risk, and probably the most common, is to reduce the risk. So we accept that we've got a risk, but perhaps we put in place some controls to minimise that level of risk. For example, we want our salespeople to sell to new clients. But on the other hand, we don't want those new clients to be too risky. So perhaps we could put in place a system where we vet each client according to certain credit control criteria first, before we accept them as a client. And the fourth way of dealing with risk is simply to accept it, simply to say, okay, we've got a risk, there's nothing we can do about it. We're perfectly happy to simply accept that risk as part of our business. And all businesses do this, for example, who give customers credit. If we give customers credit, we are accepting that there's a chance they may not pay us. And it may be that we've reduced the risk slightly by vetting the customers first. But once we have a customer and we extend credit to them, we supply them with goods without collecting payment first, then we are accepting the risk that that particular customer might not pay us. So those are the four ways of dealing with the risks that we have. So risk management is the process of identifying the risks and then deciding what we're going to do about those risks. And once we've decided what we're going to do about those risks, we then need to keep monitoring the risks and seeing how they change as time progresses. That's really all I've got to say on risk management for today. It's just a brief introduction to the principles of risk management for you, and I hope you found that useful. My name is Steve Carlisle. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.